22 arrested in Labor Day Seattle protest. Hurl Molotov cocktails at police, all my heroes kill cops. By Hannah Blow on September 8, 2020. 22 individuals were arrested as a result of the Black Lives Matter demonstrations in Seattle on Labor Day, which saw protesters hurling Molotov cocktails at police officers. Hundreds of activists marched to the Seattle Police Officers Guild, SPOG, building on Monday in a demonstration that descended into chaos, hallmarked by attempted arson, vandalism, and a sign reading "All My Heroes Kill Cops." Rioters clashed with officers, reportedly using bear spray and hurling incendiary devices at them. Seattle Police Department provided a picture of Molotov cocktails, which were dropped by rioters outside the building as officers began making arrests, according to the department. KTTH's Jason Rance reported that police took swift action after spotting Molotov cocktails in the crowd of rioters. Demonstrators continued to hurl various projectiles at officers, including rocks and explosives. Police arrested nearly two dozen rioters for arson, assault, obstructing and failure to disperse as a result of the protests. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan, D, has largely failed to condemn the violent unrest in her city, reserving her sharp words for President Trump, blaming him for the escalation of violence in Democrat-run cities such as her own. Again, the president's actions clearly have escalated things in Seattle and across the country, she said during a July appearance on CNN's Out Front. I was just talking to a number of mayors throughout the country who saw a similar thing, that people wanting to act out against the president and his administration coming to the streets, she continued, accusing Trump of using law enforcement as a political tool. I hate to say it, Aaron, but I really believe that we are seeing the dry run for martial law, she added. This is a president that is using law enforcement and federal forces for political purposes, and that should be chilling to every American.